Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Elvin Hayes joins the program in this segment to cover a number of matters. Elvin, Charlie here in the studio, and I wanted to start with this. I'm pretty sure you have exactly zero reason to remember it, but I very much remember it because it was a very cool early career opportunity for me when I was, a lot younger and maybe a little brattier and definitely more runny-nosed and stuff. And you got the call from whoever makes the call to let you know that, well, yeah, you're a pretty easy selection, first ballot guy for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. So going back to 1990, and I was pretty freshly out of college at the time, and a guy who I overlapped in school with was doing work with the Hall, Massachusetts-based in Springfield, and somehow he coordinated a setup, and he agreed to come do an interview at the old KTRH radio building in the Montrose, where I was just starting to cut my teeth in my career, and I had my little tape recorder, and you gave me like 20, 30 minutes before whatever else came with it in the national interviews and going up to the Hall well ahead of the induction ceremony. And that was just an early, really, really cool minute times about 20, very early in my career. I'm 22 years old at the time. So very, very belatedly, I wanted to say thanks for that memory. And wow, how about the memories your alma mater is creating this season? 31-3. I have a bunch of different things I want to fire at you in 10, 12 minutes that we have. I want to start with this. We passed last year the 50-year anniversary of the game of the century and so forth, and you were in your second Final Four that year. I wanted to ask you about your 1967 Final Four appearance. I don't know how often you get asked about it, but just in terms of everything that college basketball has become, and it really started to accelerate with your win over UCLA in 68, but with everything that comes with it now, I mean, you're going tomorrow for press conferences and everything ahead of just the first round game. What do you recall about 1967 in terms of build up and going to, it was in Louisville, I guess, at Old Freedom Hall, Final Four experience of 52 years ago relative to, well, if the Cougars are in Minneapolis and the circus that comes with that in 3 weeks. And, oh, yeah, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, I tell you, Charlie, you know, we were in Louisville, and you know, Kareem, then Lou Alcindor, we were good friends. We spent a lot of time over in his room. We spent a lot of time together going out shopping for records and really enjoying each other. But after the game was over, it was one of those things that we wasn't friends anymore. It was that they had beaten us, and we were in our locker room, and we were sitting there and, you know, concentrating on, hey, will we get these guys ever again? And Coach walked in and say, hey, get your heads up. How would you guys like to play these guys next year? We say, yeah, we know we'll play them next year. We'll play them, you know, we'll probably get them in a tournament again. And he say, no, in the Astrodome. And we're thinking, wait a minute, Coach, I know we just lost the game, but what has happened to you? Are you dreaming? And all of a sudden, you know, Coach began to explain to us that he had scheduled a game with UCLA and we're going to play him in Astrodome. And from that moment, for me and for everybody in that room, our spirits just lifted up, and we were ready to go. But that was one of the greatest moments for me before we played them, before the Astrodome came about, because I tell you, that was really probably the most exciting news that I had had in college basketball.
And I'm going to guess the build-up to that game, one of the most significant and famous basketball games, really sporting events ever in this country, was the hype, the buildup 10 times, 20 times more than the actual Final Four you went to in 1967 in terms of media and just everything attached to it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Charlie. It was just truly amazing. You know, Ted Nance was our PR guy at U of H, and I'm telling you, Ted was one of the most really terrific guys and great guys that I've ever known around to promote basketball and to really help with PR. Ted had us on the East Coast, on the West Coast. He had us everywhere. And he did just a heck of a job promoting that game. And when that game happened, it was everyone was all set for it. And I think that's why whenever we travel, I travel around the country. I know Don was telling me he ran into the same thing, that it wasn't people say, I was there. I know about that game. I probably get more comments on that game. And it was all because of the PR, and it was all because it was made the special event that it really became and that it really was.
Of course, the earlier reference to the legendary Guy V. Lewis. One thing on the Hall of Fame, because I think it's a cool story, and I imagine many Cougars are aware of it, but those who are not will think, this is really cool. So you're elected in 1990. You go to Springfield and all the inductions celebrating your great career and so forth. And the next time you made it back to the Basketball Hall of Fame was when?
Well, it was with Guy V. Lewis. During the course of those years, you know, I saw Hakeem Olajuwon go in. I saw Clyde Drexler go in. Now, you know, you can't have three really Hall of Fame players, and you cannot have the coach who coached those guys and who really taught those guys in their early years of basketball how to play this game and how to win in this game. And for him not to be in there when there were so many other people put in there above him, and the winning percentage which coach had was really just unreal. And I just felt that I could no longer go there and participate in the ceremonies without Coach Lewis being a part of this and Coach Lewis being inducted in it. And when they announced that Coach Lewis was going to be inducted into Basketball Hall of Fame, then I kind of, what I was maybe going through, it just all faded away because I was there to support Coach, and I was there to see Coach become one of the very elite coaches in basketball and one of the very elite people that I got to know and love over the years.
Talking with the great Elvin Hayes, just a neat story there, personal loyalty, so I want to get that in. I want to ask you a quick NBA question or two and then get to the Cougars in the tournament.
Okay.
You know you're still number 10 on the all-time scoring list, number 4 on the all-time rebounding list?
Yeah. Well, these guys today, they put in that three-pointer, and these guys are flying by us now. You know, when I saw last night Derek Nowitzki pass, you know, Wilt Chamberlain, and you're seeing these guys come up now, and I was thinking that nobody is going to be safe on this list because James Harden, the way this young man can score, he's one of the most prolific scorers in basketball now, and he's going to be able to do some amazing things. I haven't seen a guy could put the ball in the hole like that than since Wilt Chamberlain. And so it's going to be truly amazing to see watch this young man pass Nowitzki and pass all of those people on his way to a Hall of Fame career.
All right, the one other NBA thing I wanted to ask, and obviously the money that's made, so you want to minimize risk.
Oh, yeah.
But the culture has changed. Neither of us, I think, are really grumpier. I don't want to portray it this way. But, man, you played 16 years in the NBA. I ran it down earlier. Your last season, you were 38. You missed one game. When you were 37, you missed one game. When you were 36, you played 37 minutes per game. Your entire career, you missed 9 games in 16 years. I don't want to suggest moral outrage, unless that capsulizes in which case, let it out, E. All this holding guys out, load management, sitting out a game every 2-3 weeks. What do you make of that in today's game? And I would also add, how many charter flights did you travel on in your NBA career?
The only charter I think we took was we took one when we were playing when we played up in Buffalo. We took a small flight, a very small plane up to Buffalo, and we chartered a flight out to Seattle when we was in the championship series against the Sonics. But that was the only flight we took out and back. But it's one of the things you look at these kids today. And I was talking with the assistant coach up at Memphis, Mitchell, Sam Mitchell. And Mitchell, you know, he came in 85 with the Rockets. They drafted him when I was going out. And Sam and I was talking about this. You know, here people paying, I'm talking about if you know LeBron is coming to town, you save up and spend big money to buy your tickets. And then all of a sudden, that night of the game, he's not playing because that's his night off. I have never seen anything like it to what they are doing to basketball today. They have totally changed this game. Now, this game is not about the big man anymore in this game. It's about the three-pointer. It's about marketing the three-pointer. And they're not producing the big guy inside. And I think that the excitement and the enthusiasm where all of these guys like Durant, they are shooting these threes now. How many seven-footers we had in the league when I played that could shoot a three-pointer? But I think the game, it's an exciting game. You got some terrific players in the game today. And I was talking, when I first came in the league, and I remember Casey Jones and all those great guys on the Boston Celtics, their top salaries at that first year was $15,000 a year. That was the average salary in the league. And so now these guys, you know, average salary is about $1.5 million. And these guys are making $130 some million. So it's a totally changed game, but this game is really producing some really great players, and they are doing some really great things. And I think the Rockets are really doing some great things. They have brought in some young players now and got a really great niche of basketball players that maybe can take that championship this year, because I know last year they got on the top of the steps, but this year I think they can go through the door with the players that they have now.
And now to the Cougars, game one Friday with Georgia State. 14 seeds do pull off shockers every so often against a three. Presuming that Corey Davis's hip is all right, what's a key or two that you would say for the Cougars, not to assume a win over Georgia State, but to win that game, and then on Sunday that we're talking Sweet 16 this time next week?
Yeah, I think that we wasn't prepared against Cincinnati for Corey. I knew that Corey had gotten that kind of hip, kind of hurt. And all of a sudden he come out. And I was thinking that maybe Cronin with Cincinnati, because everyone was saying Cumberland wasn't the MVP, Corey should have been. But then all of a sudden it was like they decided that – I thought they decided that they were going to shut Corey down and let Amadi Brooks go. And Amadi came out really scoring the basketball, shooting really well. And Corey was not. So, but now that we know that Corey has that, and I'm sure John Houston and Coach Nim are really working to get him back, and I'm sure he will be back. He's a tough, hard-nosed player. But we got Nate Hinton, and we got some really good players over there that can really hope to take up that slack. I know Nate didn't play that well Sunday, but this young man can really basketball it. He can play. And with Galen out there directing this offense, I think the Cougs going to be ready for this. And I hope people are talking about Cinderella, but they're going to find only a prince, a dragon slayer here, because I'm telling you, U of H, they come out, they will be tough. And it'll be interesting to see them play through this tournament this coming up weekend, because these guys love it, and they have bought into Coach Sampson, and Coach believe in these players, and these players believe in Coach Sampson.
Elvin Hayes heading up part of the Cougar radio team to Tulsa Friday, 6:20 tip-off against Georgia State. and then risking presumably Sunday against the winner of Iowa State, Ohio State. Could be North Carolina and Kentucky awaiting in the Sweet 16. If U of H is fortunate to make it through that far, they've been crashing through barriers all season. So, hey, why stop now? Elvin, much appreciated the time. Safe travels up, up to Tulsa. And here's to two wins for the Cougs.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Appreciate the time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.